So all that period from 1865 up until 1896, or the period in between, there were lynching and everything, all gone. Before I went to Lincoln University, studying the history from John Hope Franklin, so to speak, who up from slavery and Negro in the United States, and learning that situation, and then coming back and get a job to teach, and none of that,
None of what we just talked about.
was in the history books, because the history books wasn't written to give people that sense. So then what did I have to do? I had to write a lesson plan to give to the white supervisor over social studies what I was going to teach. And it got to the even point that one time, but my conscience would let me, would have to lead me to teach students about what really this whole thing about. And the slaves and the Negroes and the blacks, or whatever you want to call them at that time, was an integral part of the Westward movement of the South. There was a thorn in the side. Everything was centered around the slaves during that particular time. When we got new territory as the West began to move, as they thought, they wanted to, what are you going to take the slaves with you? Are you going to do the slaves? I don't know how much history you know, but these things were not in the textbook. We had to talk about the Jeffersonians, and we talked about Andrew Jackson, Abe Lincoln, and George Washington, and all that. But we didn't talk about Booker T. Washington, George Washington Carver, or that. I had to insert that in there. When the Civil Rights Movement came about, I was teaching, and we in the textbook they had pressure groups, but the pressure groups was the labor unions and the other pressure group who were eventually pressure people to make laws on their behalf. But SNCC and CORE and NAACP and all those other groups were not mentioned as pressure groups, but they were pressure groups. So I had to, when we were talking about pressure groups, they were not mentioned in the textbook, so I was teaching my students. They were also other pressure groups that were not mentioned in there. And the supervisor of the school came into my classroom, and I had on the board the other pressure groups other than this labor unions and all that. So I had SNCC, CORE, NAACP, you know that. And she went back and told the superintendent, told the director of instruction that I was, this was during the Civil Rights Movement, that I was teaching subversive activities.
Yeah, you're just teaching facts.
And it's a fact. And had a committee to come back to the school to want to see me and want to know what was I teaching. I was teaching insurrection and all that. Get students excited. Why would I doing that? I was teaching the facts of what the situation was. And they said, well, you're supposed to be teaching social studies. This is what you're supposed to do. This is the script you're supposed to do. I said, you don't tell me how to teach. I said, I'm teaching. I'm not teaching social studies. I'm not teaching history. I'm not teaching anything. I'm teaching students. And it just so happened that the material that I'm using to teach happened to be, in some cases, erroneous from the textbook. So I have to teach the fact. And I told them point blank that no one sitting in that room around me had more knowledge about history, government, or what I was teaching than I did.
Mm-hmm.